This is Joan Digby talking about two ceramic figurines that represent 18th century literary figures. I taught British literature for 50 years, and now I've taken to making ceramic pieces of some of my most favorite poets. And these two pieces are representations of sexual enthusiasm in the 18th century. The two figurines depict some of the most creative partnerships in 18th century British literature. I deliberately gave an erotic overtone to both of them. The names Boswell and Johnson are often said as if they were one person, but these men were very different from each other. Samuel Johnson was the author of the first dictionary of the English language, called, interestingly, The Dictionary, which he published in 1755. He ruled over the club at the Turk's Head Tavern in London, where all the notable writers and politicians essentially sat at his feet. James Boswell, a Scottish laird and big landowner, became Johnson's biographer of one of the longest and most comprehensive biographies in English. While Johnson was married to a much older woman called Teddy, who actually mothered him, Boswell was a playboy that the 18th century called a rake. He was known for sporting a condom with a red ribbon and was a total womanizer, as he is depicted here, about to seduce the tavern maid. The other figurine is of William Blake, who was born 2 years after Johnson published his dictionary. He was a creative literary figure and artist, and partnered with his wife, Catherine, who helped him print and color his visionary poems that he created as copperplate engravings. Free and open sexuality was one of the principal themes of Blake's work. The couple were once visited by the diarist Henry Crabb Robinson, who found them dancing naked in their garden way before Woodstock, way before Joni Mitchell's song. Here they are, dancing with the tiger and the lamb from two of Blake's most famous lyrical poems, from Songs of Innocence and Songs of Experience. Both figurines reflect the sensual nature of the mid to late 18th century, passing from what was earlier called the Age of Reason to an Age of Taste that then opened up into Romanticism.